Well, the House Appropriations Committee has advanced legislation that would shave billions of dollars in agriculture spending and cut farm subsidies. But Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council says it would also rewrite certain provisions of the 2008 Farm Bill and break the government-to-government agreement established between the U.S. and Brazil as part of the ongoing WTO dispute.
There were two amendments that affect that agreement. The first was offered by Representative Flake of Arizona that would call for reducing Upland Cotton's direct payment by an amount necessary to fund the monies that are going to the Brazil Cotton Institute. And that Brazil Cotton Institute was one of the aspects that was created as part of the framework agreement. Representative Laura of Connecticut followed that and, in fact, used that reduction in the Upland Cotton direct payment money to, instead of moving those funds to the Brazil Cotton Institute, would in fact move them over into nutrition programs. So in essence, the combined effect would be to stop the payments, which would violate the agreement between the United States and Brazil and open the door for Brazil to seek more than $800 million in retaliatory actions.
Adams says the action could have wide-reaching effects.
Obviously, it's a reduction in cotton's direct payment, which would be felt directly by cotton producers. I think from a broader perspective, the fact that it would actually violate the agreement and then open the United States back up to retaliation, which goes across a number of sectors of the U.S. economy, is the other major concern.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.